Go again.
3, 2, 1,
time.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Movement for Life podcast,
where we talk about ways to keep ourselves moving throughout our life.
My name is JR.
And I'm Colby.
Welcome back to another edition. It is the day after the LA Marathon, March 18th. We're filming this. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Open and just kind of get a recap on what has happened the last 3 weeks. Colby's on a trip right now, so he's going to tell us what he's doing. And I guess before we do that, we can talk about what we did the last week to move. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, I got a haircut. I got a fresh short hair, no beard look going on, which is great. Last week, because I knew what Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was going to look like this week, I actually didn't do anything last week. I did a light 20 minutes of monostructural work on Monday of last week. And that was the only time that I actually worked out until Friday night. And Friday night I did the CrossFit Games 24.3, that final workout. And then Sunday I ran the LA Marathon.
Yay.
Yes, it was done. I finished. And now I'm on my way to go snowboard for a couple of days. Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
And so now I'm on my way to go snowboard. So that's what my next couple of days of exercise looks like.
Awesome.
What about you, Mr. JR?
Well, I worked out a lot last week in preparation for the final workout of the Open. So I did a bunch of like lifting to make sure that my body was ready for anything heavy that might have come. And on Tuesday, we did tons of chest to bar and muscle ups, which ended up being a big part of that workout. I was sore on Friday.
You nailed your Tuesday workout that you did that you talked about was like,
yes,
was exactly on for Friday's workout.
Yes, I was very lucky that I had an intuition that it was going to be the movements that we had. So I was able to warm up heavy thrusters as well on Wednesday. I did heavy cleans. I just focused on just getting some heavy load work, some heavy loads of squats and thrusters, and it paid off. But I was very sore on Friday morning, and I was scheduled to do that workout at 9:15. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. It took me about an hour to warm up, but I did it. And I wasn't as fresh as I would have liked to have been, but I did good. And currently, I think last time I looked earlier this morning, I think I was at the 90th percentile for my age group. So it looks like I'll be for sure moving on to quarterfinals, as I'm sure you will be as well. And mission accomplished there. But I will tell you that I was so extremely sore, more sore than I can remember in any memory from one single workout ever.
I feel like you did that workout a couple of times because of Tuesdays where you did exactly that workout. I feel like that just
snowballed for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say when I got to the gym on Friday morning, I coached the 6 and 7 a.m. and then I had 8 o'clock hour to warm up. My legs felt fine. Like, we did a lot of box jump overs and box jumps, tall box jumps as well on Wednesday. We didn't do thrusters. I warmed up thrusters on Wednesday, though I did predict that the workout would be thrusters, chest to bar, and bar muscle ups. We didn't put that all together. My upper body was extremely sore. Like, I couldn't even hang from a bar when I was coaching on Thursday. Like, my lats were shot, but after I warmed up, I was fine. It was my legs that got that extreme soreness on Saturday, on Sunday. So as a result, I had to pull out of the marathon and I was not able to do it. And we're going to talk more about making the correct choice to listen to your body. And in the past, I have not done that. And every single time I've not listened, I've injured myself. So I had to make the call. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. So I was bummed about that, but at the same time, I felt really good that I was able to make a decision that was better.
Yeah.
Better for my overall health versus feeling the pressure to do something because I'd said I was going to do it. And
yeah,
that's not always in the best decision.
Yeah. Sounds like that was a
better today,
like a learning experience for you for sure. Of like,
yes,
in the past, you probably would have been like, I said I was going to do it. You know what? I'm just going to do it no matter how I feel. And then
yes,
an injury comes up because of it. And you know, now you live to play another day.
It's true. Yes. I feel like it was a victory, especially after the episode we had last week where we just, you know, talked about being truthful about what we really wanted. And I didn't want an injury. And as much as I would have liked to have done the marathon, it wasn't as important to me as the Open has been. It wasn't as important for me to risk safety going into knowing I'm going to go to quarterfinals. So I decided to just make the call. So that's kind of what I just rested yesterday. As much as I could move, I did. I walked the dogs a lot and it was painful, but I feel much better today. At least I can walk around and it doesn't look like I have a limp anymore.
I definitely have a limp. All right. Well, before we talk about marathon stuff, I want to kind of do a recap on the Open. And I want to hear some stuff from you because you have a awesome, unique perspective than probably, I don't know anybody else who works at three different gym spaces. And so you have a very unique opportunity to kind of see how three different spaces, how the weeks go, how they run the Open. What are some of your favorite memories from the past 3 weeks? What is like an athlete performance that you felt like was super memorable? And then what was maybe some sort of dialogue that you had within the gym community that you thought was super cool or unique?
The Open is my absolute favorite part of the year. I love it, but it is emotionally draining. And after three months, it felt like 3 months, you guys, after 3 weeks of all the long Fridays, I get up, I have a 6, 7, and 8 o'clock class at Horsepower. I have a noon class at Crosstown. And then I come to Oxnard and have four classes or what equals four class periods for 4 hours. So it's a lot of people. And I think probably the most special thing is that there's a common theme with each place. And that's just the support that the community has for one another and each person. It doesn't matter where you go, every CrossFit community, they come together and they're supporting every single person, not just the highest level athlete. It's the lower level athletes, the newer athletes, the less experienced ones who usually get the most cheers because what they're doing is kind of over exceeding what their own expectations are. And usually those folks don't believe that they can do something like the Open, even though everybody else around them sees that they can do it. So, you know, the people who are cheering them on are believing, hey, you can do this. We see what you do in class. They're, you know, the person themselves, the individual is usually the one who needs that extra reassurance because they go in not knowing what the Open is and terrified that it is something that it's just out of their ability, which it's not. And so that's the one thing we saw, like no matter where we're at, no matter what athlete was competing, they all have a level at which they're able to do the workout with safe movements. And that's probably the most special thing that I love about the Open, just seeing that camaraderie and the community support. It's wonderful. Each place is very different. You know, like I feel like at Oxnard, we had the intramural game. So we had everybody sign up and we split them into two teams, which are we finding out today who won?
We will find out today. So it'll be released before this episode airs.
Perfect.
Look at your emails today. If you're an Oxnard Movement member or from Monday, we'll announce it. One of the teams, either red or black, will be getting a banner with all of the members' names on it hung in the gym to stay forever. So I will not give any clues as to who won or lost that race. It was a
very, very close. There's no losers. Yeah, so that's I think that Oxnard, you know, the way that they create this kind of inter team quote unquote competition is great. The other gyms didn't have anything similar to that, but the common thread is just coming together, finding a way to bring folks, whether there's food involved or they go someplace afterwards, have a competition. It's all under the guise of the same principle, just being together as a gym family.
Yeah.
And then let's see, you ask about one special, one particular moment. Oh man. Like,
yeah. That, I mean, maybe give us a couple. I know that that's hard over 3 weeks and three gyms, but a couple of highlights, yeah. Whether it's Oxnard or Crosstown or even maybe it's your own performance in one of the things that you remember.
Yeah. I mean, myself, I was super proud of everything I did. I did not repeat one workout. I didn't need to. And I think this is probably one of my most successful opens, not only performance, but just the way that I felt, with the exception of that last workout that really did me in. My back has been great. Usually my back is just barely hanging on, if not have already been shot by the time we get to week three.
Yeah.
So that has been wonderful. And I guess the preventative measures that I've been taking have actually been working. So that's great.
All right. Yeah.
Your mobility, your prehab folks, that kind of stuff does pay off. So stay with it. Let's see. I'm trying to think of any. There's just been so many people who came through who did such a great job. I'm going to say Jessica from Oxnard. Her and her husband Tomas did this. I believe it was both of their first times.
Yep.
Jessica for sure.
First times. Yep.
Yes. And just seeing somebody so sure that they can't do it and they're not going to sign up. Going from that to, okay, maybe I will do it. Okay, JR beat me down. I'm going to sign up, to the conversation I had with her yesterday that she absolutely would do it again and she would do it during the Friday Night Lights next year.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's the kind of thing we want, because even though they're doing the same workout that they would be doing Friday morning, it is more stressful and it's more nerve-wracking to do it Friday evening at the Friday Night Lights because of the way the gym is set up and the atmosphere. So I understand that somebody is going to be a little nervous about jumping right in and doing it in front of everybody if you're not that kind of person who wants to put themselves out there like that. But kudos to her. And I think that is one of the things that makes me most proud. So I'm going to say Jessica is one of my top picks, because that makes me very proud that she enjoyed it that much and that she took the faith that what I and the other coaches were saying, reassuring her that she would be able to do these workouts and she is strong enough. And the fact that she's feeling really confident with her performance, that is the win. That's what the open's about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then I have been really, really impressed with the athletes at all the different gyms. There's not one, I can't really think of just one person that stood out over the three gyms. There's several other stories like that from other places. There's an athlete at Horsepower named Nikki, and she's a older athlete in the 55 plus group who also has never done this before. And she comes and was doing it at 6 a.m. all three Fridays. And again, like wasn't really sure that she could do it, but she signed up and she did it. And today I talked to her and she wasn't really that sore. And she's like, you know what? Like, I had a blast. This was great. Like, I should have definitely tried to come during Friday Night Lights at that gym. And she said she would do it again. So that's great. I'm just really proud that everybody came away, at least everybody that I know came away with some kind of success story, a feeling that they accomplished something. And that is, as a coach, that's all I can ask for.
Yeah, totally. That's a win. Big win. Same, like, there might be listeners that are very similar to Jess that might be in Jess's position of hey, I didn't think I could. I don't think I can. I didn't sign up this year, or I'm worried about it, or even like with that CrossFit in general. But if you are a Jess, like, you can do it. Like, and she just proved that. And she came back to us and said, hey, I'm so glad that I did. And I will be doing this again in the future. If we didn't think that there was value to it, we wouldn't ask people to do it. We wouldn't ask people. But it helps build some resilience, and, you know, it builds a little bit of confidence in yourself as well. And especially, like, Man, I would not characterize Jess as somebody who's not a confident person. She carries herself very confident.
Oh, very
But a
much.
really,
Yeah.
really cool thing is being able to build confidence in something that we're just learning. Like the fitness world and the exercise world is a very new thing for her, so she's building up that competence, and she's actually built a really good base of competence. Like she knows her things, and now it's developing some of that confidence for her as well in that realm.
Yeah, and I do want to say along the conversation that I had with her, with Mary, some other athletes who are just a little nervous about coming to Friday Night Lights, it does feel different. It can be a little scary, but that's important environment to put yourself into because there's going to be other times in our life when we're put in situations where we feel really uncomfortable or we kind of have to take a leap and be in front of people or do something that we're not completely sure about, and that's just a great experience to be a part of. And you learn a lot about yourself by putting yourself in that environment, the fight or flight. Are you gonna step up to the challenge? Or like, oh, maybe I do need to work on, being in front of people a little bit more, putting myself out there. So it's a valuable experience. It's not just for the sake of we're doing this on a Friday evening. It's building community, yes, but it also is an important lesson that we can all benefit from just to kind of see how our body reacts, our mind reacts to being put in that situation. And though it feels like every single person in that room is looking at you, there's usually like six, eight more people in that group that people are just like looking at you for a moment and the next person. And it's not necessarily like all spotlight on you, though it feels like that. All right. If you guys are like me, you carry a lot of shit to the gym. I like to take my rope. I like an extra pair of socks to change into after I work out. I like to have a snack because that's super important. A toiletry bag. Man, there's just so much in my bag. And for a long time, I really struggled with keeping all of that separated or trying to find something easily. Not anymore because the best boss in the world, Colby, bought me a Haven Athletic bag. And let me tell you about this bag. It has lots of different compartments, even a little ventilated area at the bottom where you can either put your stinky shoes or maybe sweaty clothes. And it's great to not have those mixed in with all of your other stuff. We are able to give you guys $40 off your purchase. If you go to the show notes, there's a link. Haven Athletic, purchase your bag today.
Well,
Let's talk about the marathon. So
yeah, let's do that.
you did this yesterday. You
Correct.
had previously stated that you What was your goal time? I'm not sure. You did say that you were kind of looking at doing what is like a 10 and a half minute mile or something, and you had an overall goal. Talk about what you had thought you might be able to do versus what you did do and just the general experience.
Yeah, so I thought, the only two other runs that I had done was a half marathon in December, and I think my time was like 2:12 for that. And then I did 18 miles sometime in January with the others that ran with me. And I think I was at like a 10:35 pace for those 16 miles or for those 18 miles. And with that, I was kind of like, well, I don't really know. I don't know if I should have some sort of expectation for what I should be able to do. So I kind of just thought, I just want to be able to finish. Maybe I try to hold a similar pace as to what I was doing in that 16 or that 18 miles and hold on to it. And then a couple of weeks ago, Carlos was like, hey, Maria and I just did the Ventura Marathon. And we finished it in like just under 4 hours and 30 minutes. Like I think they said like 4:27. And I was like, well, do you think that that's a like a good goal for me? And he's like, yeah, I think that would be like a really solid goal. And so I kind of put it in my head of like, okay, like maybe a 4:30 is something that we can do or I can do. And then the night before, I actually didn't look at it until then. And the night before, I was like, well, what's a 4:30 pace? Like, what do I need to be holding to do a 4:30?
Let me see if I can guess, if I can remember right. A 4:30 pace is going to be somewhere around, it's like 12:20, right? A minute?
You mean per mile?
Yeah, per mile.
A 4 hour and 30 minute marathon is a 10 minutes and 17 seconds per mile.
Oh, okay.
So that was faster than we had run or what I had thought was going to be doable. And I had already committed. I said, Maddie, she's been training for this. I want to run with you because I haven't been doing anything and I don't want to go out and start running an 8 minute mile and then get 10 miles in and be like, I can't run another mile. So I said, Maddie, I'm going to run with you the entire time. And the morning of, she was like, okay, I'm going to try to keep like close to a 10 minute mile for those first 5 or 6 miles. And I was like, do you think that's going to be too fast? She goes, I'm thinking what we'll slow down to that 10:30, 10:40 range around mile 10, 12, 14, and then we'll stay on that pace. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, sounds like a plan. And it was an early morning. Oh man, I was already sore on Saturday from the open workout. All right. Wake up time was 2:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. We got to the shuttle at 4 o'clock in the morning to shuttle us to the start line. And then we did like bag drop at like 5:30, which meant we were just in running gear at 5:30 until 7 o'clock. And it was so cold. I was so cold waiting there in the morning. But when we started running, we kicked it right off. It was a lot of downhill at the beginning. So we kicked it right off with like several 10 minute miles. And both Maddie and I were like, wow, we feel really good. There's adrenaline. There's lots of people. Like it felt immediately. We're like, this is going faster than what training run was. This is going, you know, I feel better. There's more energy. It's way different. Like just being in the nerves, basically just like on Friday Night Lights, right?
Sure.
Like, training runs feel very different than like the race day. I was like excited. I was pumped up. Then we got to see Kira around mile like 12 or 13. Well, I will say something that I think saved me was I took 4 Advil the night before and 4 Advil the morning of the race.
Which you love your Advil.
8 Advil. Which I think was the limit on Advil. I think you can maybe take 10 in a day. And so I was Advil'd up. Maybe that also contributed to why I felt so good on those first couple miles. Filled up waters. We had like lots of hydration, lots of food, like every 30, 40 minutes, basically every 4 miles. We had some sort of food, some sort of water, some sort of food, some sort of water. We cruised through the halfway point, and we are at like 2:12 or 2:13 for the half marathon, which we felt good about. And then we cruised through the 16 mile point, the 18 mile point. I was like, "Now this is now farther than I've ever run before." We cruised through the 20-mile point, which was longer than she had ever run before. And at the 20-mile point, Maddie was starting to be like, all right, I'm not going any faster. Like, this pace is my pace. And I'm like, all right, when we get to mile whatever, we're going to speed up. And she goes, no, I'm going to stay at this pace, and I'm going to finish at this pace. You know, and in my head, I'm thinking like, well, I'm going to feel good for 6 more miles. Tyler and Casey actually passed us at some point during that race. But we stayed right on our pacing of under 10:17 per mile. And then at mile 23, we had stayed consistent. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to speed up. I'm going to see if I can make up some time and see if I can, get under 4:30 on the pace. So I sped up. To what was like an 8:30 or 8:40 mile for the last couple of miles. And that felt good for mile 23 and 24. But once I got to mile 25 and I had like 1.2 miles left, the course ended up being uphill
no.
And my, I'm so glad that there was a ton of people around cheering because my body and my brain was like, yeah, stop. You need to slow down and like walk. And everyone was like, you got
Right.
this. And I'm like, I got this. My legs were hurting. My knees were hurting.
Oh no.
But finished, crossed the finish line at like 4:32:50 something. So very, very, very close to finishing under that 4:30 mark. My Garmin says
All
that I
right.
actually ran 26.5 miles, but on the course that they had laid out, it was 26.2. And so that was it. I felt super accomplished. Casey, Tyler, and Maddie all finished like within 5 minutes of each other. From me
That's
to
great.
Maddie was all within 5 minutes. We were all really, really close. I think Lorenzo was just behind us as well. So I felt really good about it. LA's a nightmare. It's really hard to get around anywhere, so leaving was a big pain in the butt, but
Oh, I bet.
that was kind of some of my experience of race day stuff. I don't think I'll do it again though.
That was my next question.
I think one marathon is enough. If I was to do another one, it would only be in the form of an Ironman. I think that's one of the things that I have on my long-term bucket list of things to do is an Ironman, which is like a 2 mile swim, 112 mile bike, and a marathon.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever do just another marathon. But I was like, I feel like I want to make sure that I can do, my body can complete a marathon before I even try something like an Ironman.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Congratulations. That's awesome.
I also would very highly suggest training. I think not training
What?
was a rough
Huh?
idea.
Excuse me?
Training was
Excuse me.
not training was a rough idea. And to say that I didn't train is like a little bit of a, I think training running is a good idea. I
Yes.
did train CrossFit, right? I worked out 1 to 2 hours a day, 3, maybe 4 days a week. So I was doing things, but I wasn't necessarily running. So I didn't feel like my conditioning was really that bad, but it was definitely like my joints were like, hey, we've never done something like this. So
Right. I think that when someone's in really good shape, you are really in good shape that you can absolutely do something like this. You have the mental fortitude as well. It's what
yeah.
comes afterwards. You know, like, are you really risking injury? Like, what's the recovery process going to be like? What
Yeah.
things, ailments are going to result because you didn't actually train? Your
Yeah.
body's not used to putting that much mileage on at one time. That's always what I get worried about. And I'm sure you'll be fine. You know, like you're young enough, you're gonna bounce back, but it's not something I would ever recommend anybody doing. And you haven't recommended that either. You've said that this is
Yeah.
something you're gonna do. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think recover like immediately. That was my first thought. And I think, you know, I said in our group text with our other marathoners was the difference probably between everybody else who did train and me is I'm going to suffer through the rest of this week while everyone else will probably feel fine after a day or two.
Right.
But I was very intentional about post-race fuel. I got some carbohydrates back in me. I got some proteins back in me. I got some ice on my knees almost pretty quickly. I did an ice bath last night, and I did a lot of movement and stretching in the last 24 hours as well. Like
Good.
making sure that I'm actually getting blood flow in my knees, making sure I'm actually getting blood flow in my ankles, because I know that in order to recover from something like that, like I've got to be doing some sort of movement. So.
And you're going to have to actually be extra careful because now you're going to spend 2 days snowboarding. So
Yes.
the way you're falling and the things that you're doing now as a result of that, you know, you got to be more aware of what you just put your body through. So make good life choices here.
Yeah, and luckily, I'm a beginner snowboarder and I'm very aware that I'm a beginner snowboarder, so I probably will not be doing anything crazy. Like I will be
Yeah.
bunny hill, green slopes, type of thing, because I have zero competence or confidence in the snow world for sure. So
Yeah. Awesome. Congratulations. That's your first marathon. You will always remember it. It could be your
I
last
will
one too,
definitely
but
remember
you will
it.
always remember it.
First and
Yes.
last, yes. So tell us. I want to know a little bit. We'll finish up with kind of this. Is like, we had talked about this for a couple of months. Of we were going to run this together. There was a group, and you had been
Right.
training for it. You had been working up
Yes.
mileage week after week. And in my opinion, I think you were going to be way faster than the rest of us. You were great paces. You were super solid. And game time comes around. And we made a decision. Well, not me. We, not we. Me. You made a
Right.
decision of, you know what? This is not going to be a good thing for me, even though I do want to do this. I think that it's going to be a better decision for me to sit out. So tell us a little
Right.
bit about that and kind of why we feel like that was a good, or why you feel like that was a good decision.
Clarity, my husband and I made that decision. He was as much a part of that, wanting to make sure that I did not injure myself. I am known for having an internal thought process. Maybe you shouldn't do this. This probably isn't a good idea. And I say, you know what? I'm not going to be a puss. I'm going to do this. And I always get injured. And it's never something small at that moment. It usually turns into something bigger where I break my foot or I blow my back out and I have disc bulges and I have nerve damage. So I wanted to be really aware. And we had just come off a episode where last week we talked about saying yes to things that we only really want to do. And though I wanted to do this marathon, I felt like I was really only saying yes to it because everybody else was doing it. And I want to be a part of everybody and, do things with you guys. But when it came down to really what was most important, running the marathon was not as important as me being healthy. I feel like I came off, like I said, my most successful open, and I'm very happy with that. But it wasn't worth risking something potential. And I will say my left quad in particular was super tight. When I finally did get myself down on the ground to stretch, and when I say it took me a good hot minute or a minute and 30 seconds to get down, it was rough. Like I was that extremely sore. For me to like sit on my knees and lean back and try to stretch my quads, my left quad felt like it was so close to tearing. It was so tight and I just didn't feel comfortable. I tried like getting up and like jogging like down my carport, my driveway. I could not even do like a fast brisk walk. And Saturday I went to the gym and I did 100 calories at a nice slow pace, trying to like break up the lactic acid. I stretched for about 30 minutes and then I sat in the steam room for another 30 minutes and it just didn't seem like it was giving me any relief. And so drinking lots of water and eating as if I was going to do a marathon just in case I felt better, because I talked to a couple of people and they're like, like I think that if you just get up like after what you've done today to try to like break the lactic acid up and like the preventative measures, I think if you get up in the morning, you'll be able to do it. I got up. It's like, there's no way I can do this. And so like, I'm just going to go back to bed. I'm going to relax. And I did not get up from bed on Sunday, probably until like 12:30. It was like, I was extremely tired and just done. And I felt great about it. I felt really good about the decision, like knowing what we kind of talked about and knowing that I'm the kind of person who says yes to everything always. I felt really good that I said no, I'm not going to do this. I felt really good about, I don't feel good that I, went through, weeks and weeks of like I'm going to do all this training, do the training, talk about it, and then not follow through. But I feel in this instance, one of these important life lessons for me to be able to just stand up and say, I have to really understand what is important at this moment. And with the history I have of not listening to my body, I'm going to listen to it this time. So I feel great. I feel much better today. There's without a doubt, I would have been out for like a week, I believe, if I had ran this marathon. I would not be sitting here today doing this podcast. I would be at home in bed.
Yeah, totally. Man, I think that's such a huge insight too. Because guarantee you, you're not the only person that says those things to themselves, right? Like, you're not the only person that's like, oh, I'm going to not be a puss and I'm going to do it anyways, and then gets hurt. You're not the only person who's like, yes, I want to do this. Yes, I want to do this. And then like comes down to the wire and, you know, serious injury happens because they said yes to too much stuff. That finds being able to make that good choice amongst amid that kind of scenario, it is really valuable to be able to reflect back on and be like, hey, I feel like I really did make the good choice here, and like encouraging others to like make those good choices too. There's a difference too between saying, oh, you know, I got nervous and I backed out, and saying like, you know what, I really feel like I could get hurt doing this, and that's not, I want to not get hurt more than I want to do this. And understanding those things.
I feel like if I had gone, I would have had to stop. I for sure would not have made it through 26 miles. Yeah. I could have forced myself to go, gone through the trouble of getting up early, being there waiting, and then have to bow out. Like, at the most, I would have got through half the marathon. I knew what my capabilities were at that moment. And even in the past, I would have done that just to say, hey, I tried, I was there. And then still like resulted in an injury. So this was the much better situation for me. And awesome. I feel really proud of the decision I made.
Cool. Me too. I think that's a huge win. Huge, huge win.
Yes.
Well, sweet. Do you have anything else that you want to share?
I don't think so. I'm glad the Open is over, though it is my favorite part of the year. We are moving into quarterfinals, which will begin April 3rd. So congratulations to everybody who is going to be moving forward with that. So for many of you out there, though your journey in the Open is over, there may be several people at your CrossFit affiliate who will continue. So make sure you're supporting them, giving them a lot of encouragement, because like I said, the workouts will get more difficult, the weight gets heavier, everything's a little bit more complex as they're trying to weed out the highest of the athletes in that category. And it's going to be a great time. So I look forward to do that with my team and just continuing to enjoy that process. It's been great so far.
Sweet. I'm looking forward to it too.
Yeah. Okay.
We will see you all next week. Rate us, make some comments. If you got anything to say to me about the marathon or to JR about making those kinds of decisions, definitely shoot us a comment. We're more than happy to respond to any of those comments.
Yes.
We always think there's good discussion and dialogue around those.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Have a great week. We will talk to you next week and let us know what you think. See you next time.
See you next time.
Emmanuel, that was so good. Go again.
3, 2, 1. 5.